It will look like the program that was structured by Zoe does not meet the employer's expectations. That is what seems to be the problem. The employer is indicating that the degree that is being offered does not have a component of teaching practice, which is a very strong component according to the employer, where a teacher who has got to come and practice in our schools must have had a good mixture of both theory and practice. That is where the diploma is said to be having a shortcoming.
So how could this have happened? Because I understand that the diploma was launched 5 years ago.
Without really giving a very confirmed answer by me, you understand that Zinche, which is the controlling body for recognizing the credentials of a teacher in Zimbabwe, is a body that only came into being sometime April last year. And I want to suspect that it is probably in its own assessment as well, that Zimche, which is responsible for a higher education certification and the confirmation of this program, could have raised the issue. But I cannot say precisely that is the issue. I only want to presume that is why it took so long for the degree program to be discovered, that it is that shortfall. But as far as the employer is concerned, let's remember that we are not obliged to recognize any university degree. Universities are free to structure their programs and the award certificates according to their rules and regulations. But in the background, we expect these universities to be responsible.
What is going to happen to the teachers who got this degree from Zoe?
They may not get employment according to the Public Service Commission, but we want to engage the Public Service Commission and also engage the university in trying out a solution where probably the missing component can be abridged somehow, and then we can have the teachers admitted. Definitely we need qualified teachers in this country